This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. More than 17 million workers in the country will wake up tomorrow to a happy development, a higher paycheck. Starting the new year, 20 states and 21 cities throughout the U.S. are raising their minimum wages. This at a time when the federal minimum wage hasn't grown in a decade. And wages in general have barely budged, despite a very tight job market. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
In theory, wages are supposed to go up when unemployment rates are low and companies are desperate to fill positions. But wages haven't been increasing by themselves, says Teresa Ghilarducci, a labor economist at the New School.
The labor markets are tight. Wages at the bottom have really been slow to increase.
She says because companies have gotten more powerful, a ballot measure or new law is sometimes needed to force companies to raise wages. Still, Ghilarducci says minimum wage hikes don't necessarily lead to higher incomes across the board.
So you might increase the pay of people at the very bottom, but supervisor pay, the people that supervises them, their pay may not increase.
And while minimum wage workers will see an increase in those 20 states, David Newmark, a professor of economics at UC Irvine, warns against equating low-wage workers with poor workers.
You do have poor single mothers and the like, but you also have a lot of very low-wage teenagers who are in middle-class families or even higher.
He says the problem for many people in low-income families is that they don't have jobs at all. Even with low unemployment rates, labor participation is low.
If we want to help low-income families, and I think we should because inequality is a big problem and poverty is a big problem, we should use policies that target them directly.
That's not to say that minimum wage hikes have no real effect at all. Orly Ashenfelter is an economics professor at Princeton.
The minimum wage will have a real effect in the lower wage states.
That's states like Arkansas, Missouri, and Ohio, where a lot of people earn the minimum wage. While pay is also going up in higher wage states like California and New York, Ashenfelter says employers there already tend to pay above the minimum. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.